Welcome to the studio, Encore. How are you doing?
Hey, what's up, Glide FM?
So we've got Pierre and we have Cairo and we have Mark. I have to say, Cairo, just putting the rest of you to shame on the name front.
I know.
He's
got the different... Yeah, it's just unusual, isn't it?
I'm very unusual.
Pierre's not too bad, though. Mark is a bit...
It's a bit slack.
Oh, Mark, do you feel left out?
Not really.
You should
invent yourself a name.
He's got a wicked last name, though.
It's Mark Asari, so...
Okay. That's all right.
So it kind of makes up for it.
So are you guys friends? Did you meet somewhere in the industry? How did this happen? Not now. Not obviously you're friends now.
There's colleagues.
Don't touch me.
Sorry.
Thank you.
How did you meet? How did we meet?
Well, me and Pierre knew each other through a mutual friend of ours, and we also had interest in music, and I was doing my solo thing, Pierre was doing his solo thing, and we heard of Mark, and we kept bumping into him at like different like gigs and like open mic nights and stuff like that, and we heard that he's a writer, so we just hooked up a writing session down at my house, and we just went from there really, just came up with the name, and
I love that we've gone from Daniel Bedingfield in his house, in his, you know, in his pants in his bedroom making music, to now everybody is writing in their house, like it's a normal thing to do.
Set the trend.
It starts though.
Everyone starts in their bedroom.
Is it poetry that you then put a beat to, or is it the whole song you're thinking about as a whole?
It depends on the track.
So you're getting some good reaction. Who are you being compared to? Because that's the easiest way to give people an idea in your minds.
I think when we first came out, we was being compared to like the likes of JLS,
and Dubs as well.
Obviously, because we're like a three-piece group.
Cool.
Cairo has the pecs and everything else, like Marvin from JLS.
Nice.
But I would say not as good.
which one? Not as good.
You got
smacked
better
it.
Ones.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Oh, that's alright.
I thought it was the other way around.
I'm supporting my team here.
Good.
You're hearing that? But as time's come along, people are realising that we have our own sort of, there's no one really you can compare us to.
Yeah.
If you get what I'm saying.
We're not really the next of anything, we're the first of us, if you know what I mean.
There you go.
That's a phrase to be coined, isn't it? So, Fun Last Night.
He loves that.
It's the single. I love the title because it sounds cheeky. It is a cheeky song.
It's a good way of getting over. Because you know normally, girls always sing about, like, I'm sure you can relate. But it's always a song about the guy who's cheated.
Right, okay, yeah.
And we thought, why don't we twist it around and actually talk about those cheating girlfriends? Which no one's really done. I know guys probably wouldn't like to admit it because, you know, who wants to admit that their girlfriend cheated on them?
Oh.
That means they wasn't really doing that well.
I don't know what you mean. But
we thought, you know, we represent for those guys and put it in a cheeky way where to say, you know, well, did you have fun last night? I hope you did, because today is the last day you ever have fun when I'm around.
Don't mess with you three, basically.
Basically. That.
Ow.